got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up no ceiling.
It is literally a roller coaster ride. Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. Earl and I have in front of us a market summary for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Earl, that looks literally like a roller coaster ride. It's up, it's down, it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down, it's down. Earl keeps refreshing it, and it's down each time. Now it's there. It was stable. Now it kind of looks like a mountain. Down 167.47. It opened down 500. It's been up 300. And it is moving in 20-30 point chunks as it goes. This, of course, is just a continuation of last week. Friday was bad. Monday was worse. 600-ish, 1,100-ish. Global markets responded yesterday, and it was expected things were going to be bad. And, in fact, they are. Down 172. So the two pressing questions here, why and what do you do about it? The so what and the now what. Okay, why it's happening, I think, is actually somewhat tricky to answer. There's a piece, I've got a lot of them here. This one is from, actually, AP. It appeared in at Madison.com. Time to panic? Hold on, stock experts say. Market correction is overdue. I've been saying this for months. I mean, I got, it's down over 200 now. I got into this mode where I didn't think it could ever go down. I asked a financial, someone in this industry, and they said, you're not going to see the crazy returns that you saw in 2017, the 26%, but you're going to see 7 or 8%, which you still might. You still might. So what caused it? One is that which goes up just must come down at some point. The main fear is higher interest rates. And that is a result of changing federal policy. But also, and this has always been true on Wall Street, good news is bad news. The very good jobs report, the better than expected jobs report, stoked inflation fears. Higher wages stokes inflation. So what you are seeing is indicators that government bonds are going to be more favorable. One of the big reasons driving stocks was there was nothing else in which to put your money. Interest rates change that. Rising interest rates change that. I don't know that this is necessarily anybody's fault. I'm told Sean Hannity tried to blame President Obama yesterday. That's nonsense. President Trump probably could have used a little more caution in crowing as much as he did about the rising Dow in the past year. He pretty much took credit for it at times. I argue that some of his policies, however, did help drive it. I actually think that is true. Now, what do you do now? I think it depends where you are. Here's the reality. Even with what's happened in the last week plus, the market's way up from where it was this time a year ago. Now, it has given back all the gains of 2018. That's true. Its all-time high was just back on January 26th. Today's February 6th. That does feel like a long time ago, doesn't it? More on how much you should, I don't want to say panic, but how concerned you should be. I'll take a couple of calls first. Ron in Green Bay. Ron, go ahead.
I wish you would stop harping about what's going on. It doesn't count until you sell it.
Okay.
You don't lose anything until you sell.
Okay.
It'll be okay.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't, Ron. Didn't say it wasn't. Yeah, now, but you don't deny that the market has lost about $1 trillion in value in the last week, have you?
Well, no. But how much did you gain in the last year?
I just said that, Ron.
I know you did. Yeah. I'm not trying to argue here.
I mean, we're saying the same thing. I do think that. Now, here's what you would agree, though, Ron, that if you're close to retirement and you've become close to pulling the trigger on protecting your assets, now you're really, let's say you're 2 years out. It's a really tough decision, isn't it?
Well, yes, but nobody ever said it would be easy.
That's true about everything in life. Not
exactly.
Not just the stock market, my friend. Thanks a lot for calling, Ron. Appreciate it. To Patrick in Little Chute. Patrick, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I was calling because, everybody's blaming Trump or market correction or anything else as to why the market dropped so much. And the real reason is New York City Mayor de Blasio had dumped all the city's oil stacks because he even said he was going to do it last week. It was just a ploy to sue the oil companies to fund those pension funds again, just like they did with the...
Patrick, is that your theory, or did you hear that somewhere?
No, it's theory. Huh?
What's that?
I mean, theory. I mean, de Blasio even said he was going to sell all the city's pension fund oil stacks last week.
Patrick, your phone cut out. Is this your theory, or did you hear it from someone else?
No, it's my theory.
Okay. I don't think it holds much oil or water. What happened on Friday was a very positive jobs report came out, and the stock markets immediately reacted to it. And then it continued into yesterday and is bouncing all over the place today. I don't know if what you're proposing has even a modicum of impact on it or not, but I will tell you right now, the fear of inflation and rising interest rates are changing the dynamic where stocks are the only place where you can get a decent return. That's the biggest thing that primarily that's driving this. It isn't Bill de Blasio. It isn't from anyone that, anyway, roller coaster ride, not literally a roller coaster. Boy, that is the grammar police. That's the grammar feds. That's the grammar. I don't use the N-word anymore. You shouldn't use that lightly, even in joking around. It's just amazing, isn't it? It's just amazing. 888-455-1360. So I'll just throw this out and see if anyone wants to take a swing at it. If you're within 5 years up to the point where you would be protecting yours, retirement, and so on, do you think this is a pause? Do you think we're going to get back on the we're going to hit the up button on the elevator again? I don't know. I have no idea. I know that I have aggressive investments and I have protected investments. My aggressive investments were eye-poppingly good to the point where my wife and I discussed it. We're like, now at this point, we'll let it ride. But we are at least, and I say at least, 10 years away from retirement. What if you're 2 or 3 years? By the way, I'm not trying to scare. I'm not saying remain calm. I'm trying to get a sense of what people are feeling. To Jim in Green Bay. Jim, go ahead.
Good morning. Thing that probably should be mentioned is the fact that the price earnings ratios on the Dow Jones is really going crazy from the standpoint of before this whole rise in the market, it was somewhere in the vicinity of 15. It's now up to 26. That was insane to have something like that happen. This was bound to happen. Secondly, those people that are in long-term bonds, if interest rates begin to rise because the Fed is going to start raising the interest rate in order to dampen the economy a little bit, they're going to get hurt. It's one of those things that, you have to have some semblance of understanding of what's going on if you're going to get involved in the market. But this correction was absolutely bound to happen.
I've been saying that for months, and here's Jim, I think you'll agree, the longer it goes without happening, the more comfortable you get. And I think people, and I'll admit, even I fell into that to the point where, well, I kept saying it was going to happen, and it didn't happen. So maybe it's not going to happen. I think that's why I think people are, I think there's an overreaction to this.
Well, in any event, it's one of those things. I think a lot of people got involved with this. They were almost gambling with the market. People that that got involved, say, at the time that Trump was sworn into office until today, they're still about 30% ahead. They haven't lost from the standpoint of the time that Trump was inaugurated. But it's just been insane this last month and a half or so.
Jim, thanks a lot for the call. To Scott on the road. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I got a good analogy for what's happening right now. It's kind of like when you mix something like chlorine and ammonia, the policies that are being implemented with deregulation and all that, they drove market up, and then the economy doing better, oddly enough, is what's driving it down. So it's like when you mix two very foreign things together, you get this wild reaction, and in the end, it's going to stabilize and it'll go up again, but it's not going to be at the same crazy rate that it was. But it will happen. And I do have some E-Trade stocks. I don't want to look at them.
You know, pretending they're not there doesn't change it, Scott.
It helps me.
Well, like I said, they're, don't know whether to bleep or go blind. Going blind doesn't feel like a bad option right now, at least temporarily. Thanks a lot for the call. 888-455-1360 to Fred in Wausau. Fred, go ahead.
Morning. Hey, I think there's people that since the beginning of the year, their stocks have gone up, and they think that's all money for them, and they get nervous now when it starts to go down. There, oh, I'm losing money. Oh, my God, I can't do that. Oh, the market's going to hell. Well, it's not, because look at, like the guy said just a little while ago, look how far you're ahead still.
Yes.
Even if you sell right now, you're still going to make money, but you've got to look at forward to the future and keep going.
Thanks a lot for the call. I can't really add anything to that. I just don't think panic ever makes. There really is no good time to panic. Panic is never a good idea because you're not acting through reason. The economy is getting stronger. Every indication is, particularly with the tax reform, that the growth that has been recognized, relatively tepid growth during the Obama years, is accelerating. Yeah, now, what happened in 2017 and the first month of 2018, I don't want to say it was a mirage, but it was a confluence of events that led to a soaring stock market. I still wouldn't be surprised if at the end of the year you have 7-8% growth, which is fabulous. Here's the problem. When you realize 26% growth the year before, it feels rotten. It isn't rotten. I'm not guaranteeing 7-8%. My guess is that you're going to see this stabilize. James on the road. James, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I don't know if this will continue. I think that some of the regulations cut are good things. But the only thing that really alarms me about the economy is the dollar, the weakening of the U.S. dollar. and how that's going to affect us long term. And I think that nowadays, even on any of the financial shows, they never talk about the deficit. They talk a lot about the deficit when Obama was in office. So I think it's a little bit of a, you know, let's just talk about, you know, the bull market and leave all the bears, you know, to, in their own corner.
You know, it's interesting that you mention the weaker dollar, because President Trump was criticized for talking down the dollar. And there's that longstanding debate. I mean, that I believe in a strong dollar. I agree with you on that, James. There's debate over which is actually better for the U.S. economy. I think for the most part, the economy is doing well. I think it is headed in the right direction. And I think sometimes people do draw a connection between the stock markets and the economy, a cause and effect that isn't necessarily there. Fred and Wausau 2.0, we'll get to you in 3 minutes. I say that because we just had a Fred and Wausau, and Earl managed to find a fresh one. It's 9:51.
The Jerry Bader Show.